Tensions are rising as homeless RVs are showing up on Washington State's Capitol campus. Earlier this month, a homeless man was murdered nearby. Recently, vandals targeted some of the parked vehicles. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports the state is trying to figure out what to do.
It's a foggy fall morning along Deschutes Parkway in Olympia. On one side of the street is Capitol Lake, and in the distance, the dome of the State House. On the other side is a row of run-down RVs, campers, and trailers.
This here is a holiday rambler.
The owner of this one, who calls himself Mark Goddard, proudly shows off his cramped and cluttered 1978 RV.
We have power. We got water. We even have a running bathroom.
Goddard says he's a homeless vet and a low-level sex offender with a felony conviction.
If you've got a felony in this state, then you can't get housing.
So Goddard is living out of his RV by the side of the road on land that's technically part of Washington's Capitol campus. He says he moved here about a month and a half ago after the nearby city of Lacey enacted tough new limits on RV camping. Here along Deschutes Parkway, there are no rules about staying overnight, at least not yet.
Well, this is really a new issue. We've never had this come up.
Linda Kent is a spokesperson for Washington's Department of Enterprise Services. It oversees the Capitol campus. Kent says her agency has been getting calls about the RVs and trailers that have suddenly appeared along Deschutes Parkway.
They've been contacting us with concerns about sewage dumping, concerns about doors opening into bike paths and roadways, and even concerns about safety of the people in the parked vehicles.
Last month, in the middle of the night, a speeding car plowed into a parked van, injuring a woman inside. Now, Enterprise Services is in the early stages of adopting parking restrictions. Kent says they want to find a solution that's sustainable, defensible, and fair.
It's a very complex issue from a human perspective, a legal perspective, and a regional perspective.
Besides being kind of a busy street, Deschutes Parkway is also a popular walking area along Capitol Lake. And for people who bike and run and walk here on a regular basis, the arrival of these RVs and campers is something that they are noticing and talking about.
Today even it seems more. There's more today than there has been even the last few weeks.
Julia, who wouldn't give her last name, runs along Deschutes Parkway regularly. She calls the situation sad, but says she's also worried about her safety.
Carrying my claw, just in case.
She opens her palm to reveal a self-defense tool designed like a cat's claw. She's not the only one who's armed. Austin Hall is living in one of the RVs with his pregnant fiancée, and he's jittery.
I have a Louisville Slugger just in case anybody tries breaking in.
Hall, who is also a low-level sex offender, was friends with the homeless man who was murdered. There's been no arrest yet in the case. Adding to the tension, vandals have been targeting the parked vehicles in recent days, and some passing drivers have been harassing the campers by honking.
Now you see what I said by when I said they honk at us.
That was Mark Goddard. He and other campers say they don't want to be here either, but they're out of options. RV parks won't accept their vehicles, not in the rundown condition they're in. A man who calls himself Ricky Smith, who's living in one of the RVs, says the state ought to just let them be.
As long as we're keeping it clean, you know, and not making it look like a dumpster, you know, they really shouldn't have a problem.
He adds if the state is going to make them move,
then find us someplace to go. Help us. Don't hinder us. Help us.
New parking restrictions are not imminent, but something else is. There are a couple of upcoming holiday events that will close Deschutes Parkway to traffic. When that happens, the RVs and campers will have to clear out, at least temporarily. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.